Fine, thanks. How much are the tomatoes here?
So the singles are $2 each, $5 for the quarts.
I'm going to have one single.
Okay.
There we go.
While people meander around kiosks and booths, vendors pull crates, bulging with vegetables and fruits, from truck beds. Shoppers scour local produce, while families stroll around the square. These scenes from the Fayetteville Farmers Market could be from this weekend, but they actually describe images from more than 30 years ago. At the time, a young journalism student, Art Maripol, took the pictures as part of a class project in 1974. The black and white images open a familiar yet nostalgic window on this staple feature of life in Northwest Arkansas. The images are now on display at the Artventure Studio in Fayetteville, just steps away from the downtown square.
Some of the people in the pictures look like they're two or three generations older than me. They look like they've stepped right out of a Works Progress Administration Depression era photograph. And then some of the people look like people you would see on the square today. But the pictures themselves, because they're black and white and grainy, there's a certain warmth and nostalgia that I'm just kind of surprised by. And it's very gratifying to see them hanging up like this. And seeing how much they mean to other people.
For Art Ventures president, Sharon Killian, the pictures represent something deeper than just a wistfulness for the past.
There's this thread of the farmer's market that, I mean, it's pretty exciting here when on farmer's market days. And each of those days, I could feel some of that personality in all these pictures. You get a chance to come and see how we've evolved or how we've stayed the same. And some of us can see ourselves in the young folk on the square. Everybody came to the farmer's market.
One picture shows an African-American woman, identified as piano teacher Ruth Rich, buying her groceries. The photo struck a chord with Killian.
I was happy to find who turns out to be the piano teacher, the black woman, for me. Because of the way our social construct is arranged and historically, and that's not to say that, well, you know, black people were here, but we didn't always go everywhere.
Maripol, who found the pictures in a stack of boxes in his house, first posted them on Facebook in 2015. Eventually, people started commenting and sharing until he says he knew they needed to go on display.
It just became viral. It just took off. People started recognizing old family members that had been long gone and got all excited. After that, several people started contacting me about publishing them and things, and eventually it ended up with this. And I just walked in, and this is the first time I've seen these printed and hanging, and it's pretty exciting.
On a wall adjacent to Maripol's exhibit is a long sheet of poster paper with small printouts of select pictures. Beside them are marker and pen scribbles, where visitors have listed names of people and buildings or even their own memories. Next to a picture of a Ford pickup truck, the words, "That's my truck." And by an image of a man unloading potatoes in front of a department store, "I bought my Easter dress here in 1967.
Horace Griscom was the apple seller in this. Okay. Look at this one. It says, "Save paper, shopping bags." This is just like Fayetteville. Okay, we've always done it. You know, we're just funky like that.
For Leanne Dodson, one picture brings back more powerful memories.
Someone had written and said, "I think that's you, Leanne," in one of the photos. And it really did look so much like me that I had to study it very closely. And I thought, no, her legs are too long and I don't remember those clothes. And I thought, it must be my sister Nancy Lynn, who is no longer with us, but she was a couple of years younger, and we looked very much alike, except she was tall and gorgeous, and it's just this wonderful connection. I just recently moved back to Fayetteville after being gone for about 40 years, and being back on the square and the whole farmer's market and being in the building that used to be Woolworth's, just seeing that photo again was this sort of feeling that, oh, Nancy, you're still with me. So whether it's her or not, as I was just talking to Art, you know, he said, it's her. you know, you might as well just think it's her, and I'm going to.
In another picture, a young Derek Gleason looks at a chicken in the bed of a vendor's truck beside his dad and brother.
It's just really nice to see how Fayetteville is still the same as it always was, and everyone still embraces the farmer's market. It was really cool to see myself back from pictures back then. That was amazing. My wife was looking at Facebook when he had posted them, and she was scrolling through the pictures, and all of a sudden she saw me. She's like, you're here on Facebook from 1974. I'm like, no way. And sure enough, me and my brother and my father.
When you're taking photographs, it's easy to forget how, even on just a random photo you think nothing of, it means something to somebody else. And you never know which picture is going to have a lot more meaning later on. So you really, I think I've had so many instances in my career where something has reminded me to always keep in mind that every picture is important. Every one you have to take serious, because you don't ever take yourself serious, but what you're doing has to be taken very seriously, because you never know which one will end up being very important to somebody else.
Maripol's photographs are on display now through the end of September at Art Ventures, after which they move to the Fayetteville Public Library. Reporting for the KUAF Arts Beat, I'm Daniel Carruth.